Discerning Hearts, in cooperation with the Pro-Sanctity Movement, presents Teresa Monahan and the Personal Plan for Holiness. Episode 2, The Art of Prayer.
On a regular basis, someone will come up to me and ask me about prayer, tell me how hard it is to plan it into their day, and conclude before I have time to formulate a response that they really don't have time for it. They will pray later in their life, when they're old, sitting in a rocking chair with nothing else to do. This may sound a little exaggerated, but really it is very true to life. Even if we don't always say it out loud, many of us believe that to have a regular prayer life is an impossible task in light of everything else we have to do in a day. Pope John Paul II, at the beginning of the new millennium, said holiness calls for a Christian life distinguished above all in the art of prayer. We have to learn to pray, as it were, learning this art ever anew from the lips of the Divine Master himself, like the first disciples. Lord, teach us to pray. What then is this art of prayer? The Catholic Catechism of the Catholic Church gives us a definition of prayer found in the first section, which is on prayer. It is a quote by St. Thérèse of Lisieux. For me, prayer is a surge of the heart. It is a simple look toward heaven. It is a cry of recognition and of love, embracing both trial and joy. If St. Thérèse is right, and we understand her well in the definition cited in the Catechism, to say I don't have time for prayer is to say I don't have time for my heart to beat or time to breathe. Prayer is so simple and so much a part of who we are that not to have time is to claim not to have time to live. And to be even a little more dramatic, pardon my drama, but Mother Teresa of Calcutta prayed 6 hours a day, and that little wrinkled lady changed the face of the earth with her good works. Surely we can spend a little more time for prayer. Still too busy to pray? St. Alphonsus Liguori said it pretty clearly. What does it cost us to say, My God, help me, have mercy on me? Is there anything easier than this? And this little will suffice to save us if we be diligent in doing it. The first step in your personal plan for holiness is that prayer be regular and a real conversation with Christ every day. Plan today to review your already existing prayer life, or start one by setting aside 5 minutes a day to be with God. Pause, recognize His presence, and begin your conversation. Talk to Him. Listen. If we would do this every day, soon 5 minutes would lead to 10, and 10 to praying unceasing, as St. Paul exhorts us. Our every breath and beat of our heart will be a conversation with God. So you see, it's not a matter of waiting until we have nothing else to do, but of making prayer part of everything we do. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, true model of every holiness, give us trust to become saints.
You've been listening to Teresa Monahan of the Pro-Sanctity Movement and A Personal Plan for Holiness. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it on our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms. Discerning Hearts is a 501c3 nonprofit Catholic apostolate dedicated to evangelization and spiritual formation through the use of new media. To learn how you can support our mission, visit discerninghearts.com.